910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The Trump campaign says it will quickly appeal a ruling by the Colorado Supreme Court to keep the former president off the 2024 primary ballot, citing the insurrection clause in the 14th Amendment. Mr. Trump didn't mention it specifically at a rally tonight in Waterloo, Iowa.
They want to silence me because I will never let them silence you. And in the end, they're not after me, they're after you. I just happen to be standing in their way, and I always will stand in their way.
The decision is stayed until the Trump campaign can appeal. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu sent the director of Mossad to Europe to negotiate on behalf of the hostages who are still being held by Hamas. Israel's president, Isaac Herzog, says it's time for another humanitarian pause in the war. Vote on a border security package for Ukraine and Israel until after the new year. This is ABC News. Operation Prosperity Guardian, gearing up to protect commercial ships under attack in one of the world's busiest shipping lanes.
The White House says the new multinational naval task force meant to protect commercial ships in the Red Sea from Houthi missile and drone strikes needs time to show it can work. National Security spokesman John Kirby.
Well, now it just started, didn't it? And there's going to be a whole lot of hardware in the Red Sea now, naval hardware, not just from the United States, but other ships from other nations, to counter these threats.
Houthi militants in Yemen are believed to have carried out nearly a dozen attacks on commercial shipping, including companies the Houthis claim are linked to Israel. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Hopeful about a big improvement this holiday travel season, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
I don't want to jinx us, but so far, 2023 has seen the lowest cancellation rate in the last 5 years, which translates to more people getting to where they needed to be as expected.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
The Todd Alba Show.
Dave in Minneapolis.
I'm embarrassed to say, but I did vote for Trump the first time. But then after January 6th, I could not vote for him because he is a danger to, I think, us as a country.
Dave's absolutely right. There are foundational things that should transcend partisanship, right? Democracy, a peaceful transition of power. Our veterans.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden is in Wisconsin on Wednesday. He'll talk about his track record boosting the nation's economy in Milwaukee Wednesday morning. Meanwhile, Vice President Kamala Harris plans to be in Wisconsin next month on the anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision. No details on that visit yet. University of Wisconsin pay raises are finally approved by state lawmakers. A panel of state lawmakers signed off on the deal Tuesday. It was approved by the Board of Regents last week. The deal reclassifies around 40 diversity, equity, and inclusion positions within the UW system. Legislative Republicans say that they will continue to push out DEI positions throughout all of state government, with Assembly Speaker Robin Voss saying that they will begin reviewing diversity programming in other state agencies as well. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Bucks basketball tonight at the Forum. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Fiserv Forum, where the Bucks and the Spurs are playing. We'll have a full recap after the game. The Spurs young star Victor Wembanyama did not play tonight. 19 years old, 7'4", but an ankle injury kept him out of the game. NFL Packers trying to figure out what went wrong with their defense. How did the Buccaneers wide receiver Chris Godwin get open so often? I asked Matt LaFleur.
You talk about some of the Godwin receptions, like back-to-back 20 yards, seemingly in front of the safeties.
Yeah, that was another one. I mean, there was one of the plays, we were in an empty set, and one guy gets misaligned. We're trying to check to our three deep coverage, which, you know, it was a bad deal because we never got the check. So now you've got basically Dre on two receivers and you don't have the rotation coming his way.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight and a low in the low 20s. More sun than clouds for tomorrow and warm, a high in the upper 30s. And mostly cloudy and near 40 for Thursday. A very slight shower chance Thursday night that carries over into Friday. Mostly cloudy, high near 40. Currently it's 26.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Love this song.
Do I have the best lead-in music?
It's awesome.
Wow. Good
hey,
call.
Welcome back to Nightlight. That is the voice of Frank Hermans, who is joining me for yet a third segment because we just have a lot to talk about because we're those kind of guys. But
I don't think we could get all everything. We could do like show after show.
Should be like a mini series on the radio, I think. In just a few minutes, Chip Chinnery is going to join me. He's got a great new book about comedy you need to check out, but we're going to get a little taste of it in a few minutes. In the meantime, Frank Hermans of Let Me Be Frank Productions and just of Frank Hermans, because he has an existence beyond his production company, is with me, just sang a beautiful song. So I was laughing, Frank, because I went to your website and you have a book called Simply Frank.
Yes.
And you're branding it as a great bathroom read.
Well, it is, because you can actually, and I've timed it, you can read it in 2 hours.
How long are you in the bathroom?
Well, it depends. You know,
so bathroom, like shower in the tub.
Well, and I say you might want to put it down, come back to it.
Sure.
But you're always coming back to that book. And you know, I've reread it a couple times. Wow. Wish I would have put some other stuff, taken some of that other stuff out of it. Andrew Cruz was my editor. I owned a magazine called Frankly Green Bay. You didn't know that either.
No.
I owned a magazine
not surprised,
for a while
though.
Called Frankly Green Bay. And Andrew passed away about 4 years ago. God bless his soul. He had an aneurysm. So it was very sad. But we stopped the magazine. But he's the one who came up to me and goes, Frank, we need to write a book about you. I'm like, what? I don't want to write a book about me. There is a lot of stuff in that closet you don't want to know. And he goes, well, what if we interview other people and then you add little tidbits about what that experience was, and then I'll ask you these questions. So we kind of did a co-author thing,
I like that,
back and forth. And then he interviewed my brother, some people that worked with me, some of the people that were in Let Me Be Franks. And it's kind of a story of me until the year 2000 is really what it is, how I got to be where I was. And that's how he formatted it. How did Let Me Be Frank start from the mind of me? You know, and that's kind of, and there's a lot of little anecdotes in the beginning. Like my brother goes, I couldn't wait to put it down and stuff like that. You know, pizza delivery guy says, is this what I got for a tip? You know, it's so funny.
I never wanted to get out of the bathroom so fast in my life.
Oh, I was supposed to read this. And no, one of them is, I like the book because there was pictures in it.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
I'll bring you a copy.
I would love to have one because I need more fun things to do in the bathroom.
You know, at one time, we ordered 5,000. We sold all those. And then it did the Amazon thing. It got to be where I was mailing those things out. I stopped. It sucked. You know, come to my show and buy the book. I don't want to mail it out anymore.
Right.
And but I still got a few copies left. We sell them. They're only $5. And by the way, that's a great deal because I was at St. Vincent de Paul the other day. There was one for $7.50.
Hey, I've seen movies I've written in the bins for $2.
Isn't that crazy?
Come on. I mean, on the one hand, you're like, I got a movie out there or a couple, you know, but then the $2.
Pete, I got to ask you, do you get the residual checks still? Do they come in the mail?
I got one today, actually. It is nice. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
It's the gift that keeps on giving. Now, have you ever done like a national commercial where you keep getting paid too, or is it always just from writing?
Never done commercials.
Okay. Okay.
I tried.
I did a couple national commercials, and I think I wasn't a member of SAG or whatever the hell it was called.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't get the residuals. I just got a one payment thing, and I'm like, and I used to see him every once in a while. I did some regional stuff, you know.
Huh.
And I was like, hey, how come I don't get residual checks for this? You know,
nah, that's how they scam you. Yeah. I did audition for an adult film once. And they told me I wasn't a good enough actor. So that was a blow to the ego. Do you love Green Bay? What's the best thing about living in Green Bay? Because you said you hated to go away when you were a kid.
I thought when I was here, I wanted to go to L.A. I wanted to get out of here. I wanted to be a star. That was, you know, 18 years old. And I graduated high school, you know, singing. I was in a band. I was doing okay. Went to college. And I'm like, I want to do this. But I got a job down in Columbia, Missouri, running a nightclub. And then I ran a bar in Naperville, Illinois. This sucks. I really miss the Midwest. I miss the kindness. I actually miss the Four Seasons. I like being able to get to the east side of the west side in 10 minutes. I like going up north 45 minutes and you're in the rural area. Yeah. You are rural. You know, when I was in other parts of the United States, I didn't have that feeling.
Yeah.
And family.
Really, oh, that's what brings you back.
That's because you're a Marinette boy.
You know, I am. I'm a transplant, but it is my adopted hometown for sure. Okay. And I mean, we missed it and we're like, we'll try the small town thing. Let's go where both our parents are. So that's what we did.
Okay.
And it's great. Wisconsin is like, it's an easy place to live.
It is.
People are great. And
affordable.
Affordable. Yeah, for sure.
I think about, you know, what we do here and what the money we make, you know, wouldn't be the same if I lived in Chicago or.
I'd kill for Herman's money.
Herman's money.
No, I got a lot more to ask you, but okay. I want you to do another song if you would.
You know, this is one of my favorites. This is, of course, I do Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is one of my all-time favorite songs by Elvis, and it's the most requested song.
I love it. Frank Herman's doing Elvis.
Have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. When those blue snowflakes stuff all in, oh, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas white, but I'll have a blue, 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 blue Christmas. You know what, baby? I'm going to have a blue Christmas because I tell you what, everything around here is going to be brown and green. That's right. It's going to be 46 degrees on Christmas Day right here in Green Bay, Wisconsin, man. Can you believe it? Oh, I can't either. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas so white, but I have a blue, 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 blue Christmas. Thank you very much, man. Thank you very much.
Frank Herman's, or was it Elvis Presley?
Or
you
was
tell
it?
Me.
You missed the karate moves out there, folks. I was doing karate moves when I was doing this.
He had his green belt on. And he was... That was outstanding, man. Thanks, Pete.
Thanks.
So you've done, you primarily used the Meyer Theater. Is that correct?
You know, 18 years ago, 19 years ago, was it? In 2000, whatever it was, Kramer Rock was the president of the board of directors at the Meyer Theater. And you should have Kramer on. He's a pretty influential guy of this city and of the area, Wisconsin Madison grad. You would love his stories. Anyway, he's the board of directors, and at that time the Meyer Theater is being managed by the Widener Center. Things weren't going well. They weren't making any money there in the red, and they thought of a house troupe. Well, I had opened up a theater on Highway 41 called the SC Grand. At that point, I was in a partnership with four of the guys. Things weren't going that well with our partnership. Great guys. We had a very successful business. The dinner theater was going great. Kramer Rock came and saw my show and approached me. Hey, Frank, would you like to move to the Meyer Theater? It was like he handed me the golden key. To go from a 250-seat dinner theater to 1,100.
In a beautiful, iconic
Fox theater. At that point, my partners and I, we decided to dissolve our partnership. It was fantastic. They had another guy that was going to go do theater there so I could move in the Meyer Theater. We spent 2006 at